Well, we're back, and as I promised, Lauren has joined us in the studio, and we're going to talk to Lauren about the K2C cycle. How are you, Lauren?
Fine, thanks. And you, Greg?
Great to have you back in again, and we can pick it up again. We went a bit dead towards the end of last year.
It feels like it's just the other day that I was here, but actually it's been a good while. So, yeah, about time we catch up.
So tell me, give me an update on where we are with K2C at the moment.
So Kruger to Canyon Challenge, we've launched the event and brought the dates a little bit forward compared to last year. As you and I were just chatting about off air, it's now the last weekend of June, 27th to the 29th of June. So I think that puts it right at the first half of the school holidays, so it's a great time, you know, for people to get that in, because it is such a family friendly event. Bring the whole family, come and enjoy, both for visitors to the area, but also for the locals to come and participate.
And those people who've been living under a stone or don't know what K2C is, just give us a little bit of an overview as we pick it up again.
So the Kruger to Canyon Challenge is a 2-day, what we call stage race or event, trail running. But this year we are also including hikers, because one of the most commonly asked question that we get is, I'm not a runner, can I walk it? And the sort of dirty little secret of trail running is that we all walk. There's no way anyone other than the elites can run everything, and certainly not on that mountain. And because of the nature of the terrain, it's uneven, it's steep, there's boulder hopping, etc. There's so much more walking that happens on your average trail run than on a road run. So, and because our race is within the K2C biosphere, we partner with the biosphere, and we want to expose this incredible area to as many people as possible. We said, well, why not? People are walking 90% of it anyway, so let's open up the shorter distances to hikers, and that's been really well received. So yeah, the 20 and 30k stage races are now officially hiker friendly.
So the hikers are going to be the two lower ones done.
Yes. So,
and will you hike on both days?
Yes, you can hike both days. Okay. But yeah, our thinking is that the longer distances, it's going to start getting tight to try and hike 26k's on the longer stage races in a day and be finished before dark. That's from a safety perspective. We need to get everyone down the mountain before dark.
Yeah, so. And I would imagine you would push the hikers out last, because they wouldn't want to get involved with their
run. Well, they'll naturally self-seed, and yeah, so they will be at the back of the field when their distance starts on each day. So,
and is their entrance fee the same as a runner?
It is the same, because it is all the same infrastructure, the same service providers, same safety aid stations, etc. We don't give anyone half an event. So, and in fact, you know, the hikers are out there for longer, so it actually does cost the team a lot more in that regard. But you get so much more out of that mountain and the bushveld when you're going slower and able to just take it in.
And how's the entrances going? Usual pace, ahead of pace, lower than pace?
A little bit lower this year, but I think we tried a few different things on our side, just from an administrative side, but it was a great experiment and taught us a lot, and then you then revert back or adapt, and so yeah, we love to try new things, and so nothing we concerned about.
And what can we expect on a day that's different to last year, perhaps?
Different to like, well, the really cool thing is that we now this year in 2025 into the 10th year of the event. So the race is a decade old, which, having survived things like COVID, having survived changing venues, we spent 2 years at operating out of Franklin Park and then moving back to Laar School, Mariepskorp. We've had drama. 1 year we had a fire on the mountain and literally had to stop the race 10 minutes after the lead runners had gone charging up the mountain, and it was
last year we had wind and no
power. Last year we had wind and no power.
And are there people who would get their 10th number? Are you guys doing anything around that thing? Are there anyone who's done 10 races?
There's no one, I don't think, who's participated in 10. The person who I can think of who's probably run the most is Karine Bezuidenhout,
okay.
Who we had in to chat to last year. And she has indicated that she will be keen again. And I think, I mean, she's podiumed every time she's raced. And I think she's raced about 7 of the events. Okay. So that's
but no green numbers yet, but no, we're on our way to a green number, eh?
Exactly. But you know, there's staff at the K2C Biosphere who were there at the inaugural event. Mari Tinker is there every single year. She's got her aid stations. It's non-negotiable. So, you know, the head of that organization is serving Cokes, etc., on the side of the mountain on race day. So that's the really special thing that we're focusing on this year, is celebrating the people involved in the race, the history, the stories, the chaos. You know, we're not afraid of putting out there the chaos that's sometimes goes on around.
Like some
pulling
old man
off
who walks up the mountain and doesn't know where he's going.
There's always,
at least you can hike this year, I suppose.
Exactly. This year he can just enter and be part of the event. You know, there's always things that go on behind the scenes, and for us, if we're flustered but the participants are having a great time, then it's all okay.
And there was this thing called Ranger Challenge that we were talking about earlier. The Ranger Challenge was something that you guys got it behind, and it's been going, I think, for 2 years now. I think it's the second year.
So it's kind of been lurking in an organic fashion for a while. And last year we gave it a really good push, and we're really wanting to build on it and make that opportunity available to rangers. You know, they work in such a high pressure, stressful environment, and do such an amazing job within our biosphere region, and we would love to be able to give them an opportunity to just experience the areas that they protect in a non-stressful, in a environment like this, a bit of a, you know, tap out of the stress and just enjoy the space and the event and the camaraderie of an event like this.
Yeah, and I was just talking to Lawrence. As you know, we form our Rolling Tourism Association. We're certainly going to try and get behind the Ranger Challenge in a big way. I think it's a great initiative. If you want to enter the Ranger Initiative, it's on your website. Eh? You can go and do that, or they need to contact you.
Pop me an email, and then we can we'll take it from
the
there.
Email give to it pop you on
it. It's info@kruger2canyonchallenge.co.za.
info@kruger2canyonchallenge, or you can get hold of us here at the station. We'll put it out for you. info@kruger2canyonchallenge. If you want to know anything about the race, but more likely the Rangers, because as far as I know, from an entrance perspective, you just log on and it's all there. It's all seamless.
It's all seamless. You can click on the enter here, but if you are a Ranger Challenge entrant, then we'll have a discount code. If you are wanting to sponsor a ranger, then also please get hold of us. That is a big barrier to entry for rangers, and we as the event sponsor a portion of the ranger entries, but we can't unfortunately do it without some outside assistance as well. So if you have rangers in your team who love to run, get hold of us. If you'd like to sponsor a ranger, please get hold of us, and we'd love to see where we can take this.
So guys, that's the Kruger to Canyon Challenge. I was involved in it to the last. This will be probably our third year. It's a great event. I think the big thing around it is, as the Afrikaans have a word, the chias. The chias is lekker. It's well run, well put together. It's a great 3 days of camaraderie, people sleeping on the fields. As long as the wind doesn't blow, we should have another good year. So go to the website. It's KrugerToCanyonChallenge.co.za. You can look at doing that. One of the questions I wanted to ask you is, what has the international take-up been like on the race?
It's growing. It's not huge, and we feel that as a destination race, I mean, destination Hoedspruit, there's nowhere better to come and participate in an amazing event and then, you know, lap up all the rest of the offerings in the area. And but we had a group of Canadians come out last year, and they coming back again this year. We've had lots of inquiries. I'm trying to think, there was somewhere the Netherlands comes up a lot as visiting our website. So yeah. So we're looking forward to seeing a lot more participants from the Netherlands.
And on the day, like last year, you had the dogs, which were really cool. Are you trying to do something like that again? Are you looking at some of those? Obviously, the dogs have been done now, but, you know, are you looking at some of those type of things as well?
The dogs have been done, but, you know, we have a big, we say, turnover in participants. Okay. So because Hoedspruit is quite far away, you know, often it's not, we have the Hoedspruit locals who come and support every year, but definitely it's a large portion of new participants, and I think that that's such a core part of the race. I've heard word on the street is that the Patricks weren't completely traumatized after the 2024 event and are keen to get involved again.
Okay.
So we'd love to, and in which case we're hoping their dogs will actually run the race like they did. Maybe that's actually where the keenness to run comes from. So we'll definitely be looking to the Patricks to give us a demonstration of the capabilities of their incredible canine unit and other local organizations.
In terms of build up towards the show, we're going to get Lauren in sort of monthly every 6 weeks. She has a million things to do, so we don't want to push her, but we are trying to do a build up like last year, maybe get the physios in.
Yeah.
I don't know. One of the things that really amazed me, and I'm not sure if they're local, otherwise we can dial them in, is your search and rescue guys. I think that would be really nice to have a chat to search and rescue, because they fulfill such a massive role, and those folks are busy.
They
and
really
you know,
are.
You know, we actually don't want them to do any work, but they are, regardless of not doing any work, just being able to check people past posts. And
yes.
It might be quite nice if there are people local, or we can get them on a Zoom call while you're in studio, is to talk to search and rescue. It could be a really nice subject.
They're based in Nelspruit, but are very involved in searches for missing persons, when there's accidents, etc. They do get involved in the local area. I'll chat to them, and I'm sure we'd love to get them.
We can do a video call with them and bring them in, just to be nice. It's a nice sort of touch point around.
I always say, Greg, that when it comes to an event, there's two service well, the safety guys, they're always busy, but the one service provider who you want to be sitting doing nothing, that I'm happy to pay to sit and do absolutely nothing, is my medics.
100%.
And if the search and rescue guys are dialing in or phoning up my medics, then you see me starting to stress.
The success of the race is in 10 years, we haven't lost anybody.
Please don't say things like that out loud, Greg. That's like
But we have. It's a great record. And you got, I mean, the top search and rescue, they know what they're doing. And I think the good thing is a lot of them have been involved in the race for a long time.
Yes.
So they've now, you know, that first time they were here must have been really daunting with that mountain. Mm. They now know the road and they know the track. And if Andy doesn't go and change too much of the trail, they should be good.
No, they're amazing. Even that first year, I think they love, that search and rescue team, they love nothing more than a chance to go bundu bashing.
Yeah.
And they use the event as training for some of their newer members and for some of their search and rescue dogs. So they really bring the full team. They set up radio masts all over the mountain. It's the only time you can get comms all over that mountain. And it may not be via cell phone, but there's radio comms down into the Blader Canyon from Larskor Mariepskorp, and we can talk to everyone and check, has runner X gone past this point? And if not, you know, then we know where to pull the net in. And you know, we joke about incidents, and they do happen. The nature of trail running is that we are running in a fairly, you know, in a very unmanicured, things do happen, ankles roll, people slip and fall, etc. It is part of the sport, but we do have an incredible team, and as a result we are very grateful that we've had very few incidents, and I don't want to have to regret these words, but you know, just having people who out there who know what what they're doing, and is such a reassuring thing for us as organizers.
So to recap, Cadisi happening on the
27th to the 29th of June.
Kruger to Canyon Challenge.co.za is the website. info@KrugerToCanyonChallenge.co.za is the email address. You can get all of it. The big thing that we're looking for now is new hikers. We're looking for people who have maybe run. Last year we had a big contingency of local people, which I'm sure we'd like to continue. Rangers Challenge, speak to Lauren. Let's see how we can get involved. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to bring Lauren in to talk about whatever it is around the race, just to make sure that we keep up. I think Lauren's got a few more points to mention.
Last thing, Greg, that I wanted to mention is that we do have a sneaky discount code for locals.
Okay.
And I think it's only appropriate that we share that news via Hoedspruit FM. So if you are a local and you're wanting to participate in the race, go onto the website, enter all your details, and there'll be an area where you can put in a discount code, K2C_locals15.
K2C_locals15. All got it.